Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Albuquerque, where police have arrested a Republican who lost a bid for public office in November. They believe he was the mastermind behind a string of shootings targeting the homes of Democrats.
39-year-old Solomon Pena is accused of paying four men to shoot at the homes of four Democratic politicians, two county commissioners, and a pair of state senators, Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller.
They were dangerous attacks, not only to these individuals, but fundamentally also to democracy. That is why this is so terrible.
Pena has claimed he actually won his election last year. He previously served 7 years in prison after taking part in so-called smash and grab robberies at big box retail stores. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Police in Central California farming community believe a drug cartel was behind the shooting deaths of six people, including a six-month-old baby and her teenaged mother. Patty Guzman is a neighbor in Tulare County.
Who goes into a house and massacres a bunch of people? Yeah. Who does that?
Police say they're searching for two suspects after a search warrant carried out last week at the home ended with one arrest and seizures of guns, pot, and methamphetamine. They're expecting drier weather in California after a series of storms destroyed homes, washed out highways, and left some areas at continued risk for flooding and mudslides. This woman saved a friend in a rising river in Ventura County.
She was behind me, and then she fell, and then she was like starting to sweep right by me, and I grabbed her arm and pulled her out.
President Biden will visit California later this week. In Ukraine, President Zelensky denouncing a Russian attack on an apartment building in southeastern Dnipro. The death toll is up to 41 after the body of a child was pulled from the rubble today. 25 people are still missing. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko is at the World Economic Forum in Davos, pleading with Western countries for more financial and military aid. Jury selection begins in federal court in California today in Elon Musk's trial over social media posts that triggered a stock market frenzy. CBS's Tom Foti.
Elon Musk has some explaining to do about some of his tweets. No, nothing about the social media platform he now owns and runs and tweets about, but about the main source of his wealth, the electric car maker Tesla. In 2018, Musk sent out several tweets about a proposed Tesla buyout that moved the company's stock. The buyout never happened, so a stockholder class action suit did.
A first for scientists in Chile. They have unearthed fossils of carnivorous megaraptors, 32 feet long, that lived 70 million years ago. It's the southernmost dino fossil find. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin system.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy. so we don't miss out on what matters, like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. Here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Wiscommon Sense. It is Tuesday, January 17th. Another beautiful day up here on Lake Wissota. And today's definition of beautiful is cloudy and 33 with some flurries here and there. But we're on Lake Wissota, so it's a beautiful day. We're glad you're here, especially for what is a nice little milestone show for me personally, now that I've been able to greet you 100 times on behalf of Up North News. We have done 38 of these 6 a.m. shows. Prior to that, we did 62 shows in the 8 to 11 a.m. spot. And so we've made it up to triple digits. So thanks for hanging around this long. Exactly. It's that studio audience that really we have to thank for that. That is provided by Aaron Zommers for us. He will take your calls at 844-967-2789. Also this morning, remember how Republican lawmakers campaigned against budget earmarks because they weren't transparent about who supported new government spending? Well, something I guess you could call the anti-earmark is now threatening economic development in Wisconsin. You have Republican legislators hiding behind a process in the legislature that has threatened millions of dollars that would benefit both development and conservation efforts up north and in other parts of Wisconsin. And it is a state senator from up north who is not anonymous anymore, but for a time, she was using a process to anonymously block this proposal that could be beneficial to a wide swath of privately held forest land between Rhinelander and Crandon. So we have a guest coming up at 7:30 who's going to talk about that. Up here on Lake Wissota, we have been saying for, well, now I can say it's been 25 years that the movie Titanic has a glaring factual error with Leo DiCaprio's character Jack Dawson talking about working on Lake Wissota. Lake Wissota didn't exist at the time the Titanic sunk. We're a man-made lake up here, and that dam wasn't finished until a couple of years after the sinking, but we're going to hear all about it anyway because Titanic is being re-released for its 25th anniversary just in time for Valentine's Day. Isn't that nice? We'll talk about a new study on the brain development of young people who engage in a lot of social media use, but not you. You're just fine, especially those of you watching us on social media, on Facebook or on Twitter. You're actually enhancing your brain development by being a part of this, and we appreciate it. We also want to, for a second day, welcome a brand new audience as we add Green Bay to the roster of Civic Media stations. So again, a big hello to folks listening on WGBW 97.9 FM and 1590 AM. It is great to have you here. And to commemorate the ongoing growth of the Civic Media roster, we are revving up the contest machine and are giving away $1 million in free advertising space to small businesses throughout Wisconsin. You're going to want to be a part of that if you have anything to do with a small business and would like to engage in what you would call free advertising, which is always a good thing for any business. And again, if you want to send us any notes by email, the email address is radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Aaron, how are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty well. And civicmedia.us/million is a really good place to go if you're interested in that giveaway.
Absolutely. Go read all about it. Because it might not affect you. Might be, you know, a friend of yours, somebody in your family business. And you get the chance not only for free ad space, but free work to design an ad campaign. Because I know from years in local radio and TV, one of the big hurdles is that people are busy running a business. They don't have time to develop, you know, the perfect ad for their business. They need help, but it costs money. It takes time. So if you can get all that for free, that seems like a pretty nice thing to do. We're a bit more organized this morning than yesterday because yesterday was first day back from vacation. And I didn't grouse about it on air at the time, but I was handicapped by one other factor. And I know you can relate to this, Aaron, is that overnight, the night before, I had all kinds of tabs open on my computer with stories that I wanted to talk about. And what do you suppose happened overnight two nights ago?
Probably a computer update.
Yeah, the old software update. So I want to thank the folks at the Apple OS for giving us that overnight reboot of the computer and waking up to find all of the tabs closed and, you know, me being the proverbial chicken with its head cut off, if its head is referencing about 35 open tabs on the computer. So I have about 35 open tabs now with all kinds of things that we're going to talk about a little bit later on in the day. But first, let's take a look at sports as we often do this time each morning. The Milwaukee Bucks had an afternoon game, Martin Luther King Day. They had a home game. Jrue Holiday scored a season-high 35 points, 11 assists for his third straight double-double as the Bucks rallied to beat the Indiana Pacers 132-119. The Pacers led by 11 at the break. They led by as many as 13, but then the Bucks had a dominating fourth quarter. Giannis didn't play for a third straight game due to left knee soreness. Don't know if he'll play tonight against Toronto. The Badger men's basketball team hosts Penn State tonight, and Marquette men, they host number 19 Providence tomorrow. Let's take this break, and we'll go through some of the headlines of the day after this. You're up north.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con un
Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for isolated showers. Daytime highs approaching 38. Winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows level off around 31. Daytime highs approaching 35. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for News Talk Radio.
streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Tonight, lows level off around 31. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 35. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Here's how you get them. If they bring a beer, you bring an old-fashioned. If they bring cheese curds, you bring a casserole. That's how you make friends. That's the Wisconsin way. That's Devil Radio.
This is a new song by country artist Dustin Lynch. It's called Stars Like Confetti. And you can't tell on the radio from this version of it, but the video version is going to be noteworthy to a lot of folks around the Chippewa Valley and anybody, frankly, who attended Country Jam this past summer, because the entire video was shot at Country Jam, and it features shot after shot after shot of local folks and other folks coming to the Eau Claire area to take part in the crowd at Country Jam. You see Dustin Lynch on stage and backstage, hanging out with fans and friends. And so you might want to take a look at it if you or somebody you know was at Country Jam last year. Look for Dustin Lynch, and the song is called Stars Like Confetti. Give a listen to the tune and see if you don't see some family and friends on there as well. Small businesses are hiring in 2023, and they plan to do more of that, even though there is continued economic uncertainty. But let's face it, there's political uncertainty, there's coronavirus uncertainty. These are not the most stable of times. And yet, folks that run small businesses know that there's still people coming in wanting to spend money, wanting to improve something around the house or what have you. And according to a recent survey of CEOs, a survey of 1,400 of them, by the way, they have been shifting their focus to hiring and retention. These small and mid-sized business owners, 60% say they plan to increase hiring in the year ahead. That's up from 52% in the prior two quarters. Only 7% of these CEOs say they plan on reducing their headcount. This was done by Vistage, a CEO coaching and peer advisory organization, in a survey last month. Their chief research officer, Joe Galvin, put out a statement saying that despite fears of potential recession, unemployment has stayed at near record lows and the job market has proven its resiliency. In the new year, we can expect to have hiring remain a priority for CEOs and begin to see some degree of stabilization after the unprecedented turbulence of 2022. Now, wouldn't that be nice? About 60% of the CEOs surveyed said hiring challenges have impacted their ability to operate at full capacity, and many have implemented strategies to attract and better compete for talent. And that's outstanding news. Because again, it not only improves the job prospects, it improves the wage prospects. And yes, inflation is always a concern, but if the option is to have lower wages, maybe there are other ways to fight inflation other than always attacking the wages of middle-class workers or attacking the budget and programs that support middle-class families, the kinds of things that we're seeing now from Republican politicians, especially the ones in Congress who are trying to jam through huge spending cuts in the federal budget under the guise of fighting inflation, when it really does nothing more than...
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, and even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
Yap is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. Yap works.
And now, I'm a Yap advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
What they want to work on is massive tax cuts for the rich, paid for by huge budget cuts for things that help the middle class. And that's it. And if every one of these stories included that mention in it, it would be easier to not get so caught up in, you know, whether TikTok is good or bad, or whether women on the floor of the Missouri legislature should have a new dress code to cover up their arms, and whether Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders really can ban the use of the word Latinx because she doesn't like it. Every one of those things is a sideshow, is a diversion. And should remind people again and again to say to their Republican brethren, what are you for? What is it that you want to do for me? And by the way, cutting, not an option. You never cut your way to prosperity. You certainly can overspend, but if all you're talking about is cuts, restrictions, etc., you're not really adding any value. And in fact, we have just too many Republican politicians, more so than ever, who haven't just been coddling insurrection against our country, but now, as we learn, have been participating in it. And I don't just mean, you know, Derek Van Orden being on the grounds of the Capitol on January 6th. Now in New Mexico, we've learned that a failed Republican candidate who authorities said was angry over his defeat and who made baseless claims last November about the election being rigged, well, he's been arrested in connection with a series of drive-by shootings targeting the homes of Democratic lawmakers in New Mexico's largest city. 39-year-old Solomon Pino was arrested Monday evening after SWAT officers took him into custody. The Albuquerque police chief describes Pino as the mastermind of what he says appears to be a politically motivated conspiracy that led to shootings at the homes of two county commissioners and two state legislators between early December and early January. Now, thankfully, nobody was injured in any of these shootings, but in one case, three bullets passed through the bedroom of a state senator's 10-year-old daughter. After the election, Pena showed up uninvited at certain elected officials' homes with documents that he claimed proved that he had won the race. But as we say now and have said over and over again, those documents said nothing. There is no evidence of widespread voter fraud, not in New Mexico in 2022, not in Wisconsin in 2020. It's all a lie. But enough people have been believing that lie that it prompted a violent insurrection in 2021, continues to lead to violent rhetoric, and now violence itself again today. And it comes back to that main point of Republican politicians who don't want to do the work of governing. It is far easier to create chaos and to undermine the government than it is to actually do their job. What have I said multiple times here? I've said those who hate government the most should be trusted least to run it. They don't want to run it. They want to run it into the ground. And some of them are now embracing a type of radicalism that is, as described by Albuquerque's mayor, a threat to our nation and is making its way to our doorstep. The mayor, Tim Keller, says, "I know we're going to push back and we will not allow this to cross the threshold." So for those folks saying, "Pat, why are you going on about this?" That's me doing my part for this. Is not just to sit back and say, "Oh, this is terrible. Gosh, people shouldn't be doing this." No, it's to call it out and to call attention to it in the hopes that maybe some folks who are still bitter about the last election or the 2020 election will finally do what the rest of us have had to do when we've lost elections or when our favorite candidates have lost elections. We suck it up and we move on. That's how it's always worked in America. It's the way it works best. Don't let one failed criminal orange-headed billionaire tell you otherwise. Don't let those tactics win in our politics. Because, yeah, then it does lead to mistrust. That mistrust leads to radical thoughts. Those radical thoughts and conspiracies lead to violence. We're going to try awfully hard to not give a lot of airtime to the conspiracy theories of say, a Ron Johnson or, you know, what Mike Gallagher is going to do now, the congressman from the Green Bay area, who's been put in charge of a committee that ostensibly is meant to investigate China, but quite frankly is designed to undermine the Bush administration, to undermine the United States' relationship with China. We're going to try not to give those conspiracies too much oxygen, but we do have to bring them up from time to time to let people know that this is a dangerous game that's being played by spreading conspiracies, by dwelling in election politics long after the election. That's time taken away from governing, from doing the things again for small businesses, for farmers, for rural schools, for broadband, for our roads. All of these things are important, and all of these things were done on a bipartisan basis for decades before recent times. And it's something that we can very much get back to. In our next half hour, we're going to talk a bit about the new study on social media use and how it's linked to brain changes in teens. But before we go to break, I want to give you some more details on the $1 million ad giveaway that we're doing at Civic Media. By the way, here's my quick disclaimer, as always, that Up North News and our parent, Courier Newsroom, these are separate entities from Civic Media, though we are extremely grateful to Civic Media for letting us use their real estate from 6 to 8 o'clock in the morning. So on behalf of Civic Media, let me tell you about that $1 million advertising giveaway. It all happens on Thursday of next week, Thursday, January 26th, starting at 9 a.m., where you can fill out an application for a piece of that $1 million giveaway and to get to work with the Civic Media sales and advertising team to create a radio advertising campaign promoting your business all across our network, depending on what makes the most sense for your business. We're at something like 8, 9, 10 stations here and growing, and we'd love to have you be part of that success. So civicmedia.us/million for details. We'll be back. You're up north.
You are listening to WAUK 540. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
I figured it's been a while since we've had a good polka there. So there's Molly B doing the North Shore polka, especially for our listeners at WGBW in the Green Bay area, where I know there are many frequent watchers of the Molly B. Polka Show on Saturday nights on RFD TV. I also know very few of you watch RFD TV. A great many of you have never heard of RFD TV before, but you should you should check that out, not just for polka on Saturday nights, but also they rerun some country music shows from the past that are, you know, it's quite a kick to go back and watch them. Much like some of these other local channels, you know, they run, what are they? There's Antenna TV, there's Decades. There's no shortage of places now where you can see some shows that you thought were long gone, and suddenly there it is. There's the Rockford Files, or, you know, some old Western that you used to watch, or what was it? Barnaby Jones was part of that 70s lineup on CBS. I think Cannon was one of the shows. Mannix. People of a certain age, I am now hitting neurons that haven't been triggered in a long time. But, you know, there's more than just three channels out there, and some of them are carrying some classics and maybe some that are not quite so classic. Maybe moldy oldie is the best way to describe some of them. We want to give offer up some congratulations to a history maker from Eagle River over the weekend. Sabrina Blanchette of Drummondville, Quebec, made snowmobile racing history on Sunday. This is according to an article in the Vilas County News Review. And this was at the World Championship Derby Complex in Eagle River. Blanchette piloted a 1974 Sampson Racing replica Ski-Doo Snow Pro Supermod 440. And she outlasted a first lap crash and stayed ahead of trouble the rest of the way, becoming the first female driver to be crowned world champion in the 22-year history of the World Championship Derby Complex in Eagle River. So congratulations to her. That's something I've been to Eagle River either as the Derby was setting up or tearing down. I've not seemed to have been there the weekend that it happens, and I'm sure it is crazy and fun, but it is something that I'd really like to see at some point here. From a Hollywood perspective, I mentioned this in the early part of the show, but it's worth noting that if you don't have your Valentine's Day plans yet, maybe you want to hear that iconic first few notes of what's Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On, the love theme from Titanic. Because, yeah, it's been more than two decades since the world fell in love with, you know, Rose and Jack as they navigated their affection aboard the ill-fated Titanic, as the story says. And now Titanic sails back into theaters Valentine's weekend for the 25th anniversary of the movie, according to Paramount Pictures, which made the announcement on Twitter. It was something that when it first came out in 1997, got a lot of attention here in Chippewa Falls. In fact, we even had one of the first stories I covered for Channel 13 in Eau Claire was a Leonardo DiCaprio lookalike contest to kind of take advantage of the publicity from the film, because in it, the Jack Dawson character talks about working on Lake Wissota, which couldn't have been a thing because the Titanic sank in 1912 and Lake Wissota was created in 1917 when the dam was finally built. But again, we're not going to let a little history mishap get in the way of a good love story. One of the highest grossing films of all time. Do I have a number here? Yeah, I do. During its initial run in the late 90s, Titanic grossed $601 million. Not a bad day's work, although it wasn't a day's work. As I recall, James Cameron, it took him years and years to get that movie made because of lavish scenery and special effects. And a lot of folks said it was, you know, a bomb in the making. And then it came out, and well, you see what it did in the box office. And so again, for its 25th anniversary, going to be back in theaters next month. There's a lot that's been said about kids and screens going way back to the first TVs, when parents would monitor what all kids could watch beyond Howdy Doody. At some point, it's fair to say that folks in my demographic, which could be described as early Gen X or late baby boomer, were practically raised by TV. Because it was still so new and novel, there had not been options like that in the past for entertainment. And there were so many shows on and so many that were aimed at young people that a lot was said about, you know, whether all this screen viewing is is good or bad for kids. It's what led to the development of shows like Sesame Street, for example, is to try to at least bring some kind of educational component to that screen time, although the debate still raged as to whether that was a net positive or a net negative, that it was keeping kids in front of the TV. Well, now those screens are smaller and more portable than ever, and perhaps even worse, they're more interactive than ever. You know, social media, it's called social media because people can talk back and forth to one another, and not just their real friends, but virtual friends that they haven't met yet, and complete strangers, and bots, and trolls, and the damage that can be done. It's tough to quantify, but some folks have been trying. Successive studies have been adding pieces to the puzzle, says the New York Times, trying to flesh out the implications of a nearly constant stream of virtual interactions that begin in childhood. And earlier this month, a new study came out by neuroscientists at the University of North Carolina to do successive brain scans of middle schoolers between the ages of 12 and 15. It's a time of especially rapid brain development. And yeah, we can all make the punchlines about brain scans of, you know, kids between the ages of 12 and 15. But on the serious side of it, they wanted to learn how are things different for kids who habitually check their social media feeds at around age 12. Now, what they found was not terribly surprising, but again, at least it's being quantified, it's being documented. What they're seeing is a distinct trajectory compared to kids who don't constantly check social media about their sensitivity to social rewards from their peers. Conversely, teens with less engagement to social media follow the opposite path. They have a declining interest in social rewards. I'm thinking especially of, say, folks might remember Daria, the MTV cartoon from the 1990s. And I haven't seen the new miniseries Wednesday yet, but the girl there, again, from the Addams Family, strikes me as that kind of person who does not really have much of an interest in social rewards. But it's the ones who do, in fact, crave more of that affirmation that, you know, social media could play a factor in their brain development. And so, according to Eva Telzer, an associate professor of psychology and neuroscience at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, one of the authors of the study, she says, we can't make casual claims that social media is changing the brain, but teens who are habitually checking their social media are showing these pretty dramatic changes in the ways their brains are responding, which could potentially have long-term consequences well into adulthood, sort of setting the stage for brain development over time. So what do you think, Aaron? You've checked social media as a younger person. You're at least a year or two younger than me. Some would say a decade or two or three younger than me. Do you feel like frequent checking of social media accelerates the need for positive social reinforcement? Do we need more approval from people the more we're on social media?
Yes. Well, okay. Yeah. I don't use social media as much as a lot of other people my age do, because I found that to me, it just seemed kind of dumb when I was younger, and I was honestly a bit too judgmental of it, but at least now I'm not dependent on it like some other people seem to be. Mm-hmm. But I definitely see a lot of people on it all the time, and it definitely changes the way they think about things.
It does. And again, I salute these folks for at least trying to, you know, quantify something in terms of these brain scans and what they do. What it's all going to come back to, of course, for all of us who go from, you know, our teen years to adulthood to parenthood, is how we monitor these things. And I have to say, and I really, there's times I really like sounding like a cranky old man. This is not one of those times. I actually don't mean to sound like a cranky old man when I say this, in that I worry about parents more than ever. It was nothing for our parents to just go over to the TV and turn it off. But now with smartphones in the hands of young people as well as computers, I mean, yeah, you can try to restrict certain sites, but I mean, just YouTube alone or Snapchat or Instagram, it takes no work whatsoever to see things that are completely inappropriate for an age range.
Oh, absolutely. Like my niece, Gracie, who's 4, she has a tablet and she would also sometimes like pull up YouTube on TV. And there's a lot of stuff on YouTube that's predatory towards children in many ways, whether it's just completely content farm, like meaningless stuff where nothing happens, but it shows popular characters, so they click on it, or actively malicious, like some stuff she ended up with. She was looking for some Paw Patrol stuff, and there ended up being something that was intended to scare kids, and she was very freaked out. And now she's not allowed to go on YouTube, and she's fine with that after that video.
It's fine, but it's sad that it took that kind of a negative experience to get there. And so what are you supposed to do if you're a parent? I mean, along with everything else, is the last order of the day to go through your child's entire browsing history? Maybe it is. Maybe that's exactly what you should be doing. I'm simply just asking because, again, I'm thankful that I don't have to. I've seen how one of my grandsons is on a YouTube for Kids feed that feeds just a steady stream of Minecraft videos and other cartoons. And because of the settings on there, for the many, many times that I've seen it, it looks to be perfectly safe. But I also know it wouldn't take much work if he wanted to go maybe to some other sites and see inappropriate things. And so, yeah, I would not want to be a parent going through this stuff in this day and age.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea what I would do. Because I know when I was younger on the internet, it was really easy to stumble onto things and be like, this is not what I was looking for.
Right. And look, there's nothing wrong with going down a rabbit hole when you're of a certain age or maturity, I guess. I have gone down so many rabbit holes over the years, just doing the this day in history thing. I'll end up reading something like, well, we talked, for example, about the Columbia shuttle disaster coming up in our next segment. I lost a good 10, 15 minutes going back and looking at clips and reading news articles about that terrible incident. But again, that was my choice to go down there, and it's not necessarily the kind of rabbit hole chasing we want our own kids to go through. But screens have always been, addictive for us. I have teased my wife, and she loves it and repeats it, that when she's on an airplane, when they have those screens that let you watch movies for free, and if she's on a long flight, like she was taking 2 long flights to Africa once for a mission trip, and I gave it a new nickname, the pellet dispenser, because like a lab rat, she just keeps pushing the button, next movie, next movie, next movie, next movie. Now, I don't watch movies on airplanes, but if you like doing that, you can totally see how you just can't stop hitting that button and getting the next thing on that screen. So it isn't just kids who need to be mindful of their screen time. It's all of us grown-ups as well. Just a reminder, if you want to get the Up North News newsletter, go to upnorthnewswi.com. Click on newsletter. It's right up there in the top banner, and you'll be a daily subscriber to what you'll find on our website at upnorthnewswi.com. The aforementioned music break and this day in history coming up next. You're up north.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Are you ready to start a meaningful career? Now you can get paid while you receive free certified nurse aide training. WISCaregiver.com will connect you with employers all across Wisconsin. You choose the location where you'll earn while you learn to become a CNA and receive a $500 bonus. Get paid while you receive free certified nurse aide training through WISCaregiver.com. Get your free start in healthcare. Register today at WISCaregiver.com.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News Talk Radio, streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Among today's musical birthdays today, Paul Young is 67. And it led to one of those moments that was a big laugh at the time. I'm going to explain it. You're not going to laugh as much, but it's still one of our funny college memories. College radio station, WUEC in Eau Claire. Paul Young's hit there, Every Time You Go Away, was big at the time. Record companies send you all kinds of promotional materials to radio stations. And they sent us a memo pad, which was just think of it as a stack of Post-it notes. And it was a cube. It was cube-shaped. And it had Paul Young's face, an imprint, a photo of his face, on all four sides of the cube. So you could open up the cube right where his mouth would be, and you could start singing, Every Time You Go Away, You Take a Piece of Me With You. And then you'd rip the top piece of paper off there. Everybody had to sing it. And eventually, Paul Young was reduced to nothingness, except for a really dumb story that we tell 30 years later. Paul Young, 67 years old today. What else do we have here? There we go. Is this Take My Breath Away? I can't hear the. I got it. There we go. This is the 63rd birthday for John Crawford, a songwriter from the new wave band Berlin, known for the song Take My Breath Away, which was featured in Top Gun. Aaron, did you see the Top Gun remake this summer when it came out?
I did, actually, and I thought it was really good. I was expecting it to be, you know, everyone's praising it, and I thought it was just going to be mediocre and like kind of a phoned-in duplicate of the first movie, but I thought that they really did put some thought into it and evolve on it in some interesting ways, especially on Tom Cruise's character. Did you see it?
All right. No, and I still will at some point here. I just, like, as folks know, I'm terrible at getting to movies in a timely fashion, but it is on my list. I actually do want to watch it, and we'll fire it up one of these weekends here. Another birthday today, 66 years old today, is one Broderick Stephen Harvey Sr., better known as Steve Harvey, 66 today. These are also the birth dates of Benjamin Franklin, of Al Capone. Betty White would have been 101 years old today. She passed away in 2021. James Earl Jones is still with us. Maybe he's the next Betty White, the person that we look on endearingly, 92 years old today. Mick Taylor is 74. He's a guitarist known most for his work with the Rolling Stones, though he had not yet joined the band when the Stones released their first EP, and that was also on this date. In 1964, they released You Better Move On.
You asked me to give up the hand of the girl I love.
A couple of more birthdays today. Jim Carrey is 61. Michelle Obama is 59. And Andy Rourke is 59. Andy Rourke is bassist of The Smiths, known for their song Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now, among other things. And Why is that appropriate? Because alcohol prohibition began in the U.S. on this day in 1920 and would be a very long 12-plus years of prohibitions and mobsters like the aforementioned Al Capone, who was born on this day in 1899. And then one last thing, and it's Barry Manilow, and I'll never not laugh about this. Barry Manilow has written so many songs, so many mega hits. He also wrote so many very popular commercial jingles back in the day. But then there's this one. Except he didn't write that one. He's written so many, but it was his second number one hit, but it was not written by him. It was written by Bruce Johnson of the Beach Boys. So, you know, when Alanis Morissette was doing Isn't That Ironic? I mean, that's what it is. Ironic isn't a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's Barry Manilow being known for I Write the Songs, but he didn't write that particular song. So take that for what you will. Yes, Aaron.
Man, that's got to feel very weird to be a good songwriter in your own right and be very successful and then have one of your number one songs be I Write the Songs and not by you. Like, do you feel phony?
I think that he's still cashing the checks from all the other songs that he's written and that he's doing just fine. Yeah. Probably does not worry about it too terribly much. Yet to come this week on the program, tomorrow, former state treasurer Sarah Godlewski will join us along with appeals court judicial candidate Chris Taylor as Sarah Godlewski continues a series of visits with us designed to lift up the voices of women who are engaged in public service and in small business work all across Wisconsin. On Thursday, Kristen Lyerly will be back with us for Hometown Health and to talk about the role of music and music education in good health. And as mentioned before, coming up in our next hour, we will talk about how a Republican legislator from up north is blocking progress that could end up harming potential development efforts, conservation efforts, even help lose key forestry jobs up north to other states, depending on how this all turns out. So we're going to learn more about this forest conservation program, the role the legislature plays in it, and a very opaque process where a single legislator can anonymously block the funding that would help out something that would be so good for the rural economy of Wisconsin. So listen for that coming up at the bottom of the next hour. A reminder that there are many ways to listen or watch what we do. You can watch Up North News online through Facebook. Go to the Up North News page. Just search for Up North News WI or the page for Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. If you miss a show on the radio or you want to go back to listen to any of the episodes, go to civicmedia.us. When you click on any show, you'll see a listing with all of our recent episodes. You can listen right there, or it takes you to the links to subscribe as a podcast via Apple or Spotify or whatever your favorite platform is. And if you're not near the radio or near one of our radio stations, you can listen live on the Civic Media app so that you can take Up North News with you on your morning commute. And again, the phone number's here, 844-967-2789 or 715-388-7155. We will have a weather update coming up in just a few minutes here on all of our Civic Media radio stations. But just to give a brief recap, something's coming our way. They don't know exactly where it will go. So they don't know exactly how much snow will fall in any given area. Yes, that's an evergreen forecast, but it is what's happening again as another low pressure system winds its way from, you know, the Southern Rockies and works its way up this way. It's going to pass to the south of Wisconsin, but as a result, it means, you know, the snow on the north side is going to fall somewhere in Wisconsin. Somebody's going to get 3 inches. Maybe somebody's going to get more. Details to come. So keep an eye on your local forecast and drive safely Wednesday night and into Thursday. If you're talking, they will.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear
you. You can do it if WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5